We find ourselves upon a day of two important celebrations. The first being common to all, the conclusion of a calendar year and the beginning of another. The second being of concern to us as believers, the celebration of Mary under the title of Mother of God. And the two celebrations intersecting in the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. It is Mary who brings about this intersection. As human, we inevitably journey through time, and Mary, as the Mother of God, commemorates the eternity of God's divinity reaching into the moment of human history to bring about its fullness. And this is precisely why we gather. Perhaps we may look upon the new year with a secular eye, hoping against hope that the new year will bring some significance, a new relationship, a newfound success, or even a newfound desire. However, this leaves us arbitrarily at the whims of fate, looking around until we stumble upon something that gives added meaning or significance to our life, a life which is fated toward death with various trials and anxieties. In this situation, there is a secular hope, but this hope is nothing more than a good wish or vibe. It is something that can be expected, but there's no certainty of ever attaining it. The Christian disciple, however, turns their gaze upon a newfound hope, a newfound hope that is in the person of the Blessed Mother, because by her definitive yes to the will of God, she brings about God among us, the God of eternity, entering into the finitude of human history. Jesus Christ, truly God and truly man, enters human history with more than a good wish or a good vibe. He enters human history with the assurance of hope. He comes as the fullness of time to give significance to human history. It is a hope that has a certainty because it is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ transforms the whims of fate into the providence of God. How does he do this? He pushes us forward to a destination and purpose. There is always a tendency to look at life in search of significance and of meaning. What is my purpose? Why am I in this situation? What effect am I having in this place among these people? But the example and hope of our Blessed Mother is that our willingness to say yes at every moment to the will of God is what gives significance. It's what gives meaning. It's what moves us forward. It allows God to dwell with his people. It is a call, it is a visit, or an encounter with friends or even strangers. It is making known in the workplace and in the family and among society the good news of our salvation. It is suffering and enduring patiently the trials of this world, all of which gives meaning and significance to our life because it fills it with Jesus Christ. It imbues it with the presence of God, a God who wishes to dwell with his people. We push forward toward their salvation first and foremost by eliminating the sin which is within us and the structures of social sin that's without us. We dedicate our life to the life of love of God and of our neighbor with the expectation that this works toward our redemption. The New Year's resolution can be a variety of things. Things from exercising to attaining a new goal. But ultimately, for the Christian disciple, the New Year's resolution is the same resolution that we make at the end of each confession and here at each penitential rite. It is our firm resolution to make a firm purpose of amendment, to sin no more and to avoid every occasion of sin. And when we do this, when we avoid those sins, we say yes to the will of God, and we move forward. We honor the Blessed Mother because in her heart she first conceived God by doing his will and was able to conceive Christ in the flesh. We honor her as the one who brings about the certainty of hope. But we also look to her as an example for the new year. May we always carry within us the same desire that she did to fulfill the will of God. And we follow her example of fidelity, her patient endurance of sorrow, and her joyful greeting. By recognizing the significance that Christ brings to our own human history, we can eliminate the sinful desires of human selfishness and push forward in self-generosity and gift to love of God and of neighbor. We move out of ourselves and into the world to bring about the fullness of Christ for which we dare to hope.